this political coliseum, we slay the rising beast with the fateful sword of truth that transcends hypocrisy and censorship. It's time to unleash yourself from the tyrants of media propaganda on the America Out Loud Talk Radio Network. This is Unleashed, the Political News Hour.
Leo Tolstoy has some really fabulous quotes, and he once wrote, "Free thinkers are those who are willing to use their minds without prejudice and without fearing to understand things that clash with their own customs, privileges, or beliefs. This state of mind is not common, but it is essential for right thinking." End of quote. Well, today, you know, I feel really justified and actually fully obligated in making a grand appeal for all good people to aspire to become free thinkers, according to Tolstoy's definition. And why is that? Well, because that makes you absolutely dangerous to a diabolical government like the one that is now running our country. I mean, let's be honest, we are in trouble. You're listening to Unleashed. This is the Political News Hour on America Out Loud Talk Radio. I'm Dr. Steve LaTulip hosting today. Thank you so much for joining me for an insightful discussion on some current issues that most certainly are going to decide the fate of our great nation. I'll also be introducing a special guest to you shortly. But before that, I want you to understand that my pressing issue today is that we are seeing many inconsistencies coming at us from every direction, every sector of society. You can't escape it. Things that, you know, just don't add up. They don't make sense. You say, what is going on here? And these inconsistencies, well, they have to lead us to a deeper analysis, a deeper level of thinking in order to figure out what's really happening, what is going on in our world. And that is called free thinking. But it is not easy to do. But to that, I would add, nothing worth doing is going to be easy. So I want to challenge you today to really go with me on a little journey and analyze things. Ask yourselves, what's really going on behind the picture? What's the real story? See, what is crystal clear is the fact that our federal government has been infiltrated with sewer rats who are not only afflicted with TDS, and no, I'm not calling it Trump derangement syndrome, the other TDS, testosterone deficiency syndrome, but also who have no intent on speaking any plain truth that would explain what is going down in our country. These imposters who have embedded our government are doing all they can to take us down. I have been proclaiming this coup d'etat in progress for several years now, and it is escalating. There's absolutely no doubt about that whatsoever. And because we have these sewer rats who are spineless weasels who only care to do what they must to destroy America, well, that means that they are going to deceive us, they are going to lie to us, and therefore inconsistencies will abound. So the word today is inconsistency, as you can guess. They will never intentionally expose themselves. Let's remember that, okay? They'll tell you one thing, and you can guarantee pretty much that they're doing another, although oftentimes they actually do tell us what they plan to do. But we have to be tuned in and really listening and reading between the lines. The other very important thing to remember is that they will never cease to plan and carry out their evil. They are going to continue censoring us. They will vilify you and me or anyone who dares to challenge their narrative. These are evil people, and they will even kill as in murder their opponents who dare to challenge them or expose them. Now, you think maybe you suspect I'm being really radical here, like, whoa, that's kind of extreme, isn't it? Well, no, it's not. Take, for example, John Barnett. This was a whistleblower against Boeing. He was just recently found dead in his truck in his South Carolina Holiday Inn hotel parking lot after he failed to show up for part two of his damning testimony against Boeing in this really huge lawsuit. He was found dead supposedly from a, quote, self-inflicted gunshot wound. That's according to the Charleston County coroner. He was a quality control engineer. He was employed by Boeing for 32 years. Now, this guy had some information. He had some knowledge of what was really going on and what is really going on with Boeing, with all these mishaps in midair, doors falling off airplanes, landing gears failing to come down, smoke and fumes in the cockpit, all kinds of emergency, something that a pilot never wants to encounter. And I have personally encountered a couple of those, even in private aviation, as well as in the military. I flew heavies and fighters. So when you get a guy like John Barnett, with all his experience, coming forward and saying, ooh, not good, I don't like what Boeing is doing, bad things are happening. And then all of a sudden, when he is scheduled to testify, give his testimony against Boeing in this humongous lawsuit, and suddenly he kills himself, that is called an inconsistency. And how do we know that? Is this just speculation? Well, no. His lawyers, quote, his lawyers stated, John was in the midst of a deposition in his whistleblower retaliation case, which finally was nearing the end. Now, I know what that feels like, ending a court case. It's like, oh, I'm so glad this is over. His attorneys stated further, he was in very good spirits and really looking forward to putting this phase of his life behind him and moving on. Yeah, I get that. Makes sense. And finally, his attorneys stated, we didn't see any indication he would take his own life. Ooh. And he says, no one can believe it. Well, that's an inconsistency, isn't it? And just recently, now we see that the Boeing CEO, Dave Calhoun, and two other top executives with Boeing Industries are stepping down because of all the problems with aircraft safety. You know, it makes me wonder, are they stepping down for other possible reasons? Because people are seeing the disconnect. They are seeing those inconsistencies and asking questions. And what I wonder, asking the same questions, will these people who are quitting, will they be investigated for conspiracy to commit murder? Was John Barnett suicided? You know, I wonder if he and these executives consulted with the Clintons, right? Because we know what happens to people who tell the truth against the bad guys. This has been an ever-increasing trend in America. You get snuffed or you get destroyed one way or another. It happened to all of those who wanted to protest our government on January 6th, right? And take a look at Donald Trump. I don't care what you think about him. You think he's a loudmouth. You think he's, you know, he's all in this for himself. Whatever you think about Donald Trump, or if you worship him or love him, just look at the evidence of what is happening to this guy, all the lawfare against him. Now, if we just analyze the facts, we see that there is absolutely no basis for any of it. This is simply DOJ bullying. Everything is inconsistent about the accusations about Donald Trump. I mean, he called for the National Guardsmen on January 6th. he was saying, be peaceful. He said, go home. Don't take up arms. Don't be physical in any way, but protest. Speak the words that you feel you must to proclaim that there was an election stolen. Now, look at all the evidence we have that this, in fact, did take place. All right. But he was not an insurgent. And we know what Nancy Pelosi did now. We know that the CIA was involved in this whole thing with the fake bomb set up, right? We know that the FBI and that the Capitol Police were all in on this act. And it was all purposely done. Why? To hide a stolen election. But more than that, and probably much more than that, to intimidate us into being fearful of exercising our First Amendment right to petition our government peaceably so that we can redress our grievances with this government. No, 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 that does not happen in a communist state like America, because that's what it has become. So all we are hearing is nonsense and inconsistencies. Look at his New York lawsuit. No victims, no crime, loan paid in full and on time, right? And what is he suffering because of he just doing everything right? Look at the hush money case about a sexually perverted, unattractive slut. I'm sorry. There's no more appropriate words than just calling it like it is. This is more inconsistency. Donald Trump didn't even know this demented, perverted mind. He didn't know who she was. And look at all the crimes that have been exposed in comparison on the left. All the evils of Joe and Hunter Biden, of Hillary and Bill Clinton, of Barack Obama. Now compare the seriousness of their crimes to what conservative protesters have been charged with. And you kind of get the picture, don't you? What we see is inconsistencies everywhere. Makes me want to sing a song. Row, row, row your boat gently down the stream. Well, I wouldn't say it's merrily, 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 but yeah, life is but a dream. I mean, it doesn't seem real. How can this kind of tragic injustice take place? And when are we going to wake up? The real question is, how do we deal with these inconsistencies? And that's what I really want to get at today. We need to be equipped. I'm going to take a brief pause and return.
Cholesterol, blood pressure, blood sugar, inflammation, and weight. These are all real-world problems that 87% of Americans are struggling with. Often, there are no symptoms, but left unattended, we become inundated with one health problem after another. It's time to fight back with HealRight. HealRight is a bar that you eat, but it's food as medicine that addresses the nutritional root cause of health issues in just 8 weeks. Developed by world-renowned scientists and backed by 15 years of research, HealRight is effective, but it's also delicious and works without additional diet or lifestyle changes. Step out of the statistics and use food as medicine. Visit HealRight.com/OutLoud or AmericaOutLoud.shop and use the code OUTLOUD for 20% off.
Millions of Americans are needlessly suffering from the long-haul effects of the toxic spike protein. Dr. Peter McCullough and his team at The Wellness Company designed their spike support formula to counteract harmful spike protein from COVID-19 and vaccines so you can feel your best. Go to OutLoudCare.com today and use code OUTLOUD for 25% off your first order.
Cardiovascular disease is the leading cause of death and disability. Today's high-stress, on-the-go lifestyle makes it hard to stay heart healthy. Lifestyle changes like exercise and diet are critical, but you can also support your heart with concentrated nutrients. Healthy Cell created Heart and Vascular Health to support three aspects of heart health: cholesterol, blood pressure, and triglycerides, with CoQ10, vitamin K2, resveratrol, and soluble fiber. And Healthy Cell's not a pill. It's a patent-pending gel you swallow with ultra-absorption of science-backed ingredients. you would need to take 13 pills to get the same amount of nutrients in each gel pack. And these great-tasting gels come in a small packet. Tear off the top, shoot it down, or mix it in water. Get heart healthy. Go to HealthyCell.com and use code OUTLOUD for 25% off your first order. HealthyCell.com, code OUTLOUD for 25% off.
And welcome back. You are listening to Unleashed, the Political News Hour on America Out Loud Talk Radio. I'm Dr. Steve LaTulip, and glad to be with you today. I want to remind you, please go to AmericaOutloud.news, where you can access some phenomenal podcasts, some great, inspiring, and informative articles that are written without censorship, without any fear of retribution, for simply speaking the plain truth. I hope you'll also subscribe to our weekly newsletter. It is uncensored truth, and it will help to make you a free thinker. You want to be able to use your mind without prejudice, without fear, so that you can think through the inconsistencies and all the propaganda of our day. Now, in order for us to actually be a resistant force against evil, we have to first be informed, don't we? But that's not enough. Being informed isn't enough. We must also know the truth. Because let's face it, people watch CNN, NBC, CBS every morning, right? They are informed. And I hear it from some of these people. But their minds are just filled with lies and propaganda and deception. Garbage in, garbage out, right? But here's a truth for you, and this is an important truth. Nobody but God has full knowledge of truth. God is omniscient. He knows all things. We, human beings, do not know all things. And if we can be totally honest with ourselves, we all have a lot of truth barriers, if you will. You know, we have our knowledge base. Some of us just know more than others. We've lived longer. We've studied, perhaps. We have been involved in careers that give us knowledge and information, and maybe more than the average bear. But we also have brain limitations as human beings, as individuals. Our intelligence is variable from one individual to the other, and maybe from one day to the other, because we have good and bad days. Oh, I just can't remember this or that. How many times have we said that? And then we are limited in the information that is available to us, sometimes depending on where we live in the world. And then there are these information deciphering capabilities, and that can be a problem. Are you gullible or are you discerning? Now, I'll confess, I was gullible for many years of my life. I always believed the best of people. I thought they were always meaning to do and to say the best. And I thought that's the way the world was. Well, I finally got hit over the head and realized what the Bible says. No, man is sinful in nature. And unfortunately, and this may be the worst of it, of the truth barriers, that is, our willingness to seek, know, and accept the truth, this willingness to actually look for, search out, hunt down information, receive and process that information, and then logically draw conclusions from information is precisely what Tolstoy was talking about in his free thinker quote. But as I said, free thinking is really hard work. Well, I want to bring on my guest. His name is Dr. Brian Jundeff. He is an ophthalmologist and retinal surgeon in Colorado. He is a prolific writer, and he writes regularly now for American Thinker and Rasmussen Reports. He's a New Jersey native, and that warms my heart a bit because I'm from Rhode Island originally. And Brian, I want to welcome you and thank you so much for sharing time with our listeners today. Tell me, Brian, do ophthalmologists, by the way, see more clearly than most people do?
Some of us do, some don't. You'd be surprised.
Okay.
Thank you for having me, by the way. But yes, ophthalmologists are a microcosm of society. And just like family doctors, neurosurgeons, neurologists, they're folks on the left, folks on the right, folks in the middle, folks that pay attention to politics, those that don't, those that are woke, those that are conservative. We span the gamut.
Well, good. I'm glad, because it sounds like you might have some worthy opinions. Now, you've been listening to me here. I've been speaking of these inconsistencies, and I want to just bring one topic up. Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene, you either love her or hate her, she's from Georgia, but she recently threatened to file a motion to vacate the speakership with Mike Johnson at the helm on March 22nd. She did this after the House voted to fund the 70% of the federal government through the rest of the fiscal year, and that to the tune of $1.2 trillion. Now, this is a prime example of inconsistencies, because there was fierce opposition, right, from most of the GOP members, and yet they passed this this bill under a suspension of the rules, and the vote was 286 to 134. So let me ask you, Brian, if I can. Has Speaker Johnson betrayed the American people and Republican voters, as Representative Greene stated?
It certainly seems that way. Speaker McCarthy was ousted for similar reasons, and there was a motion to vacate that Matt Gaetz put up. And I think Speaker Johnson is an improvement over Speaker McCarthy. But what Marjorie Taylor Greene did, I believe, is a shot across the bow. I don't think she's planning on bringing her motion to a vote, but it's a warning to Speaker Johnson that you're on thin ice and you can't go back to the ways of Speaker McCarthy. This is not meet the new boss, same as the old boss. In other words, spending bills, number one, have to be sensible. Number two, there has to be time for members of the House to review this, not here's the 1,000-page bill and you've got 5 minutes to look at it and vote yes or no. But I don't know what pressures Speaker Johnson is under, or if there's something bigger at play here. But it certainly seems like a betrayal of the conservative House members and conservative voters that this, we need this to stop. We're adding a trillion dollars to the national debt every 100 days. That's way too much.
Right. It's incredible. It's not sustainable, right, is what you're saying. So, yeah, you know, I think your words are good. I mean, I'm trying to get at this now. I'm trying to be a free thinker here. OK, so I'm asking myself, is Johnson just a greenhorn? Is that what he's struggling with it? Or is he really a compromiser deep down? Because, you know, he came out real strong. Oh, we're going to get this under control. Right. He made a lot of promises. And right then and there, I was concerned. And I think right now we are seeing a growing concern that he is definitely not what he claimed to be. So I would agree with you on principle. On principle, I think Mike Johnson has compromised the speakership. We have the majority in the House. But look, right now, we're in trouble. I mean, Representative Chip Roy from Texas said this is business as usual in the swamp. And he's absolutely right. And he says, here's the deal to my Republican colleagues. You will own every single bit of this. If you vote for this bill, you own it. OK, so he's just stating it right there. This is not going to be good for America. However, Representative Matt Gaetz said very plainly he would not support a motion to vacate at this time. And I understand that, because, you know, also on behalf of Speaker Johnson, we now have a one vote majority with a whole bunch of rhinos still in there, right?
That's very correct. You would have in that scenario, and Gaetz is right. It's too close a margin to vacate, because we would very likely end up with Hakeem Jeffries as Speaker of the House. I would not be surprised if two Rhino outgoing House members, Ken Buck in my state of Colorado and Mike Gallagher, who have both announced resignations from Congress, what if they vote for Jeffries? In other words, giving the finger to their constituents and the entire party on their way out.
Yeah, let me just press you on that. Do you think these guys could be paid off? Might they just be being paid to resign?
Well, sure. It's either a carrot or a stick. I wrote a couple weeks ago about Ken Buck and that situation. So it's either payment. He's being offered something, but he's been a commentator on CNN for quite a while now, and he can still do that in his current capacity. I don't know, unless CNN
they'll probably
give
want
an anchor position,
right,
or something,
right?
Or it's the stick. Maybe there is some compromising material on him. I certainly believe the FBI and CIA have files on every member of Congress, and I don't recall who, but another member of Congress talked about that, of how they compromise members of Congress, and they get a phone call or a visit in their office, and gee, Congressman, it'd be a shame if this went public, your affair with somebody, or something else that would be scandalous and harmful to them personally and professionally. And maybe they were made an offer they couldn't refuse. Or maybe it's principle. Ken Buck was elected 10 years ago as a Tea Party Republican. He was part of the Tea Party wave and very conservative. And all of a sudden, he's a never-Trumper. Doesn't like Trump. He finds nothing wrong with what Mayorkas is doing. Can't impeach him. Voted against that. He's really changed his tune.
Yeah,
so,
and that
I
is something.
It's either a carrot or a stick. It's one or the other. I don't know.
Well, see, what you're saying is that in itself is an inconsistency. It's very hard to sort out. But if you just look at the major issues with this bill, and I would say the issue is border security. I mean, they're using this money to actually process illegals in the country and embed them across our land, and primarily in swing states, it's looking like. Because these guys, they want them to vote. They want them. Yeah. So, and we saw recently the CLEAR Act, which states that state and local law enforcement would be empowered and, in fact, required to detain criminal illegal aliens and have them deported by ICE. Now, this was just voted down. So it's very clear that our government wants these illegals in our country. And so instead, we read about 200,000 illegals now who had their deportation cases dismissed by the DHS simply because they failed to file necessary legal documents in a timely manner. And then, of course, there's all the getaways. There's the no-shows, the people that, you know, have been called to court, but they can't find them. And then, of course, we have even illegals who are given a hearing date many years from the time that they entered the country. So it's like, you know, it's a moot point. This criminal invasion involves a whole slew of inconsistencies. Do you think this is intentional?
Yes, this is not incompetence. You have people in charge of this that we may not agree with them politically, and we may vociferously disagree with them. They're not stupid. You don't get to be a cabinet officer by being a total dunce. This is part of an agenda, and both parties are at fault here. The Democrats want new voters. The Republicans that are beholden to the Chamber of Commerce and the donor class want cheap labor, and they're very happy to destroy the country. This is part of Barack Obama's promised fundamental transformation of America. We've imported 15% of the U.S. population as unskilled, illiterate, not speaking English, many criminal migrants that are not contributing to society. They're going to join the welfare rolls. They're going to be put on the voter registration rolls. They're going to be sent ballots. They're not going to vote, but somebody will. And yes, they're going to send them to red states so they can alter congressional districts and they can vote. That's the purpose of this. And it's really going to change America for the worse. And it's getting to the point where it can't be fixed. This is going to be a long-term effect. And we're really destroying the essence of America by doing this. That's why countries have borders. Every country has a border. No other country in the world is behaving like America is.
Right. And let's spell it out what that behavior is, right? Because these federal government agencies are breaking the law, Okay, DHS is funding the invasion. They're inviting people from all over the world. I mean, Border Patrol Chief Jason Owens says so far this fiscal year alone, just in this fiscal year, we have had people from 160 blooming countries, you know, or more coming across our border illegally. And as you said, who are they? Well, many of them are criminals, drug addicts, traffickers of people, of children, sex offenders, violent crime offenders, and maybe psychos. You know, how many releases from psychiatric hospitals have come to America's border? We don't know, but we do know, as you said, there's going to be dire consequences for America. And I actually anticipate no consequences whatsoever for this government treason. Do you feel, Brian, like we're losing our country right now because of this failure to deal with all the inconsistencies?
I agree. These countries are emptying their prisons and their mental institutions and sending them here. And they don't want them back. Venezuela doesn't want anybody back.
Of course not. Like, why would they?
The Mario boat lift in Cuba during Jimmy Carter's time, where Castro emptied his prisons and sent them all to Florida.
Yeah.
Wouldn't it be nice if we could do that? Our prisons are bursting at the seams. What if we could take all our prisoners and send them to Mexico or Australia or Europe or somewhere else? That'd be great for America. It's great for these countries to do that. And you didn't mention terrorists. How many are potential terrorists? How many are members of Hamas or Hezbollah? Are there sleeper cells here? Every so often somebody's apprehended crossing the border and they're admitted that they're part of a terrorist group or they're planning on building a bomb. 9/11 was perpetrated by 19 individuals. And when you have to the tune of 4 million a year coming across the border or more, this is what we know about. We don't know about the gotaways or those that are, we don't know. What's the true number? Nobody has any idea. And all it takes is a small percentage of bad guys. How many Chinese? Chinese are the leading group that's coming across the border. Young Chinese men of military age. Are they all seeking a better life? How many are part of Chinese intelligence or military? If we make a move against Taiwan, will they be activated? There's a lot of unknowns here. And it's just foolish what we're doing to America. And we're going to rue the day that this happened.
Well, I agree. But let me say also, it is foolish what we are not doing to respond to this. I mean, I get the feeling sometimes, Brian, that people are just holding their breath in America saying, oh, we got to get Donald Trump in office. And of course, you know, you either want Donald Trump in office or you don't. And we know that the dark side does not want him in office. But, you know, what I don't understand, this is a great disconnect for me, another inconsistency. How is it possible that Donald Trump holds only a razor thin lead over Biden in all the swing states? Like, you know, Michigan reported Donald Trump 47%, Biden 44%. It's inconsistent. I mean, look at Trump's rallies. How many people attend versus Biden? If he holds a rally, the only attendees are his caregivers, for crying out loud. You know, are Americans really that stupid? Are they that deceived? Are they including illegals in the polls? You know, I don't know. How do they come up with these numbers?
That's a good question. I've written a lot about polls, and a lot of these polls oversample Democrats. You look at the headline and it says Trump has a 2-point lead over Biden, but you have to look at the poll. You have to look at the internals of the poll and who they sampled and how they sampled. That's why I like Rasmussen polls. They sample likely U.S. voters. In other words, people that have voted in the past, not simply registered voters or whoever answers the phone or does the internet survey. Those are far less reliable.
And so to your knowledge, based on the Rasmussen polls, what are they saying? Are they saying anything different?
Trump has a lead. It's not a big lead, but yes, it's a divided country. It's The days of the Reagan landslides are over. The Democrats have configured the population and they have lots of control over the mechanisms of voting. That's a polite way of saying cheating. And
yes,
that's another problem.
It's
You
a
look at
huge
the
problem.
20, you look at the 2020 election and the rallies and enthusiasm for Trump versus Biden, who was campaigning in his basement, and they trot him out occasionally to do a press conference, and the only people that were there were a dozen reporters in big circles. There was no enthusiasm. And without belaboring it, you know, the monkey business that went on election night of stopping counting, and Trump had a lead in all these states, and by morning he didn't, and ballot harvesting and changing zip codes and returned ballots that then get voted, and changing the laws at the last minute unconstitutionally. So there's a lot that's hasn't been resolved about the electoral process, and most
Right.
people
So,
don't trust it.
what's the chances of this happening again in the 2024 election?
I think very high, because at least from my view, and I'm not an insider, it's like, what's been fixed? There hasn't been much fixed. There are occasional states that pass laws about states' mail-in ballots and voting machines, etc. But Trump is awfully confident, and Trump may and likely knows things that we don't. We're not part of his inner circle, and Trump doesn't like to lose. And I don't think he would go through the same exercise with the same outcome. That's not fitting with his personality.
Well, you know what? That's a very interesting perspective, and it makes my heart sing to even hear that. And it's a very good point. And let's face it, they just changed the RNC, right? The rhino is gone, and now their primary goal is to battle this election fraud. So maybe it could have a positive outcome for a fair, or at least a more fair election, right?
Trump is not a fool. He's not Charlie Brown that kicks the football that Lucy's holding only to have the same thing happen over and over again. He's learned a lot from his first term and how everything played out in the election, and I'm sure he has things going on in the background that we do not know about. He's awfully confident. I doubt he's setting himself up for the same outcome.
Right.
That's what I think, and maybe I'm just wishful thinking. Maybe I'm a Pollyanna here, but knowing Trump and how he thinks and operates, I can't see the same outcome. Why would he set himself up for failure again?
Well, you know, it raises a question, but let me play devil's advocate for a second here, Brian. A lot of conservatives. Well, yeah, I'm not sure how many. I really don't know a percentage, but I hear. Often enough, conservatives saying, well, Donald Trump, there's too many inconsistencies even with him. And I guess the key issue that a few people have been dealing with recently are his comments, his response to Joe Biden's State of the Union address regarding Operation Warp Speed, the success of the so-called vaccine saving us, and so forth. And Trump boasted about it and wanted to claim credit for that. So some people are actually saying, well, could Donald Trump be a part of the deep state? Do you feel like that is even a remote possibility?
I don't think he's part of the deep state because he's been hounded by the deep state since he came down the escalator at Trump Tower in 2015. The phony Russian collusion, the Spygate, all that business. The warp speed is interesting in the vaccines. And again, he needs to address that, and I'm hopeful that he will at some point. But the alternative to warp speed was to keep the country locked down until the vaccines work their way through normal processes, which could take years, could take 5 years, 10 years.
Right.
And this was to get the country moving. Who knows if there were no vaccines, who knows if we'd still be locked down, or laws would be changed, or the Constitution would be tossed in the rubbish over COVID. The deep state had the health agencies, the media, and enough politicians that would go along with it that we could still be locked down, or we could still have homeschool, you know, or remote learning, I should say, and masking and forced vaccines. There would be all sorts of things as a worse alternative.
Yes, I agree with
Maybe
that.
I'm,
And in
and
fact,
again, maybe I'm wishful thinking on this, but Trump was between a rock and a hard place.
he was. He was. Well, let me shift gears a little bit, okay? Because I think one of the real telling factors as to whether or not someone is for or against a free America is the issue of the Second Amendment. And we see an awful lot of inconsistencies there just recently. I mean, the federal government, we know the federal government would love to disarm American citizens. And you have to ask, well, why would they want to do that when it is in our Constitution? It is in the Bill of Rights. It is important. Just recently, the DOJ announced AG Merrick Garland, bless his heart, last Saturday, they now have a training center to enforce red flag laws, also known as extreme risk protection orders, right? I mean, and this is the purpose is to confiscate guns from individuals declared at risk of harming themselves or others. Now, on the surface, I think this sounds maybe really good, right? But look at the inconsistencies. Where are the majority of gun crimes taking place? Well, they're taking place in blue cities where gun control laws are the strongest. They occur in gun-free zones where the criminals know there are no guns. And it's just an oxymoron. So it might look really good on the surface, but then again, start digging deeper. Who decides who is at risk? Well, a judge. Now, that should scare the hell out of anybody, right? Will every patriot who peacefully participated in the January 6th so-called insurrection, the protest, are they going to all be tagged as at risk of harming someone? And so they are deprived of their Second Amendment ability to bear arms, to possess firearms, to purchase firearms. It's, you know, it's a shame. And when you look at the flip side of this, the real inconsistency, is we have this federal judge in Illinois, Sharon Johnson Coleman, who just ruled that the illegal immigrants are protected by the Second Amendment. Now, this defies an existing federal law, 18 U.S. Code Section 922 under unlawful acts. Illegals are prohibited from purchasing, owning, and carrying firearms. And who are the illegals? Well, they're mostly, as you said, Brian, military-age men from China, from Middle Eastern countries, you know, from all of our enemy nations, the people that hate us the most. Here they come in hordes with criminal or military combatant histories, drug addiction, psychiatric illness, as we talked about, and they get to purchase and carry weapons without question. This is inconsistent. And yet the government is doing all it can to abolish the Second Amendment. We have to ask why, right?
That's correct. Well, you look at history. What did Hitler do before the concentration camps and everything else started? He confiscated weapons. That gives the individuals the right to fight back. Single states like Michigan have more armed citizens than the entire Chinese army. You can't invade or take over a country when you have that many people armed. The red flag laws all sound great on the surface. At one level, yes, it makes sense. People that are threatening suicide or threatening to hurt somebody, they shouldn't have guns. But that's not the purpose of this. This is to disarm law-abiding citizens. The people targeted are going to be white Christian males. You watch. And that's they're going to be deemed enemies of society based on what you post on social media or you and me talking in this podcast. We're going to be labeled as enemies of the state, and that's who they will go after. Why are they?
Well, they've already done that in some ways, haven't they? I mean, look at the mothers protecting their children in schools from all this perversion, sexual perversion.
Well, sure. I mean, they disarm school resource officers and police at schools, but to go into any government building, you have to go through a metal detector. It's like going to the airport, right. But not for schools. We don't protect schools. But why are they arming the illegals? That's going to be the new army of the left. They're brown shirts. You're going to have illegals that are going to be given their marching orders. If Trump wins the election, guess what? We're going to have riots and mayhem. Or before the election, if Biden is looking terrible in the polls and the margins are too big to cheat, we'll have civil unrest, some reason to cancel the elections or postpone them. They're building an internal army, and the illegals are going to be their army.
Right. What's the chance of the illegals rising up against us in the near future, Brian?
Potentially very high. They'll get their marching orders, and they know who's paying their bills and who's giving them
they know who has recruited the army, right?
Yeah. Well, then you look at the military command now of their DEI and transgenderism and everything else. That's their priority. Not having a lethal fighting force and winning wars. It's social engineering.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So I guess I'm making my point here. And that is, good people, that we have to wake ourselves up. We have to become critical thinkers, free thinkers, because if we don't, we are going to be led to the slaughterhouse. It's just that simple. Well, thank you so much for joining me today, Brian, and for sharing your great insights with us. Dr. Brian Jundeff can be contacted at Brian Jundeff MD MPS Substack or on X. On X, his handle is at Retinal Doctor, and on Truth Social and LinkedIn at Brian Jundeff. Well, we're going to take a short pause and return to wrap this up.
When God, through his grace and mercy, gave us free will, the will of the people was to live freely. To that end, we fight for the liberty of all. At a time when global tyranny threatens us as never before in mankind's history. This vision is manifest at AmericaOutloud.news, a site for all who cherish free will and freedom. Now is our time, my fellow Americans. America Out Loud Talk Radio, liberty and justice for all.
World-class care from doctors you can trust, all from the comfort of your home. That is One Wellness. Dr. Peter McCullough and his team at The Wellness Company designed the One Wellness membership to provide free monthly supplements and unlimited telemedicine access with doctors that share your values. Go to OutLoudCare.com today and use code OUTLOUD for 25% off your first month of One Wellness.
Lean, pure, with premium ingredients, Global Healing's Pure Plant Protein offers 20 grams of protein per scoop, and it's a perfect way to maintain and build lean muscle while indulging yourself. It combines enzymes and probiotics to maximize nutrient absorption, improving digestion and your gut health. Available in vanilla and chocolate flavors, elevate your protein consumption while supporting your overall wellness with Pure Plant Protein. Go to AmericaOutloud.shop and get 15% off using the code OUTLOUD. Global Healing, giving you the power to take control of your health naturally.
And welcome back to Unleashed, the Political News Hour. I'm Dr. Steve LaTulip. You're listening to America Out Loud Talk Radio. I've had a phenomenal guest on today, Dr. Brian Jundeff, a physician and a very well-versed political writer and analyst. He is profoundly wise. I would call him a free thinker. Now, I want to encourage all of you to check out the great sponsors that we have on this program. We have a lot of new and innovative health products that can enhance your well-being. Please visit AmericaOutloud.shop and use the code OUTLOUD for some really great discounts that we offer you, our America Out Loud family. I want to encourage you also to go to AmericaOutloud.news, access the many articles and the newscasts, the podcasts that tell you what is really going on in this life. Remember that we are here to inform you with the truth, exposing all the latest abominations and attacks against us by an out-of-control government. This is absolutely a time for right thinking, for free thinking, as Leo Tolstoy put it. Well, we have shared with you some really blaring examples of inconsistencies in our world, things that just don't add up, things that do not correlate with what we are being told, with what we see. Most of these inconsistencies, if we can just call it what it is, are often just lies, deception, and propaganda. And if we continue to believe these lies, then America soon dies. It's just that simple. And I don't want that. And neither do you. But that demands that we become free thinkers. That means that we simply have to develop the ability to put aside all of our biases, all of our baggage from life, and all of our fears so that we can get at the truth of what we are observing in our lives. And then we can't stop there. There's more. It always requires a follow-up action. Now, when I speak about any topic, I'd like to know what I'm talking about. And even though I love Leo Tolstoy, I certainly do not align with some of his theological beliefs, but he is a great writer. He is a deep thinker. I mean, he's given us some great writings that are fabulous and that are so informative and telling. And the one I always like to think about, and I've read a couple of times, is War and Peace. But I just out of curiosity, I looked up the current definition of free thinker. And actually, I was really surprised about what I read. Some of the definitions included atheist, agnostic, unbeliever, heretic, nonconformist, deist, individualist, infidel, skeptic, maverick, pagan, heathen, doubter, non-believer. So, you know, I just want to clarify how I am using this word because I don't want to be mislabeled myself, okay? I would simply say that being a free thinker means you are being wise, and wisdom is the right application of truth. So free thinking, according to my simple definition, is simply the ability to observe the data, interpret it accurately, and with full understanding. And as I said, being a free thinker is prerequisite to acting appropriately, to applying wisdom to our lives. And that's something that's not so easy to do. We know that we've got an election coming here in a few months. I mean, here we are almost into April, and we've got to get to November. Now, if you look at what has transpired in the first 3 months of this year, wow, it's been quite a circus, hasn't it? But a really dangerous circus, one that's very concerning, one that raises so many questions that even many good conservatives, good patriots are saying, you know, I just don't trust anybody. Now, if you know the Bible at all, the Bible says that as things escalate before Christ's second coming, we are going to be so attacked, so bombarded by all kinds of injustices, lies, all the propaganda, we are going to be squelched so severely that the hearts of many are going to grow cold. And I am determined to not let that happen to me. But there will be an escalation. And if we stand down or sit down, straddle the fence, then we know where we're headed. Our fate is dark in America, and I'm not talking about 10, 20, 30 years in the future. I'm talking about by the time we get to this election. So we have to just be honest. It is very clear that the leftist radical government, call it the deep state, call it the uniparty, I actually call it what it is. It is the American Communist Party. You can expect to hear and see an ever-increasing, an abundance of inconsistencies as they continue to do all the evil in their power to finish this coup d'etat. I think it is coming. I think a showdown is coming. And that means that you really need to become a free thinker. You have to get analytical. And you want to be fair. You want to be just. You don't want to be swindled. And that requires that we listen to both sides, because even the devil can speak the truth, but he also can camouflage it very well and use it to his advantage. And hence the reason for us to be able to think clearly, to reason. And when things don't seem to be what they are, by all means, question them. By all means, do not accept them. Do not repeat them as a truth. We are being lied to every day. But if you do get to the point where you can put aside your fears and say, okay, this is happening. No normalcy bias. Okay, don't ignore the coming storm. Please don't, because if you do, you are going to be devastated and it will hit you like a rock, like a huge boulder falling off a high cliff. It's going to hit you right on the head and you will not survive it. So prepare yourself. But when you are able to read through the propaganda, see through the lies and all the deception, please, please don't stop there. You have to become a freedom warrior. And that's where I'm at. That's why I am doing this program. That is why I am giving you my time. Your duty as an American citizen is to stand against the oppression and the tyranny that we are now facing. And it's going to get a whole lot uglier as we approach the November election. I really hate to say that. But that's what's coming. That's what we are facing. We might as well be honest and say, okay, we have done way too little in the past. How are we going to make up for that? What are we actually going to do differently? That's where we need to be. Prepare yourself by connecting with other free thinkers. Educate your family, your friends, your neighbors. Educate them on how to think rationally. You can influence people. Don't think you are without any power or ability to persuade. If you are genuine and if you have the truth, you are well equipped with a very powerful weapon. Use it. Use it to the very best of your ability, and you will be prepared for the future, but also you will rise up right now and fight for your country. And that is what I am asking you to do. So let's start at the beginning. Let's start a free thinker pandemic. And then let's unleash the truth.